Yeah, Nathan, how are you?
Pretty good, actually. I just finished a workout, so I'm doing really good.
Oh, well, that's good. Where are you at, Nathan?
I'm in Edmonton.
Edmonton, okay, so fairly early there then. Is it 4 hours behind? So
three? 10 a.m.
So oh, 10 a.m. Not too bad then, not too bad.
Like mid-afternoon for me.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Well, usually around 5-ish. Ooh. I think it's kind of a body clock thing.
Yeah.
unless I'm playing late in the night, the night before, then it's generally around 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 5 a.m. is an early start to the day. You're already halfway through.
You bet. Have my grandpa nap. I'm good to go for the rest of the evening.
Those are the best naps, though, aren't they?
Absolutely.
You got a new tune out, Nathan. It's called Better Bartender. I want to know, what's the story behind this song? I'm really digging it.
Well, actually, this is I'm generally a singer-songwriter,
mm-hmm.
but we went through Reno and producer Bart McKay on this song,
mm-hmm.
and he actually pitched me the idea through a publishing company, Anthem Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I was... I generally write my own songs, but mm-hmm. this song, just for some reason, I grew up on the old, on the legendary artists, like the Honky Tonk, George Jones, all them kind of guys, right?
Yeah.
So then I heard this song, and I heard that in the song, and then I heard, with Bart's help, too, but obviously, I heard that we can do a modern, contemporary version of it with a traditional... feel to it, and that's what really what drew me to the song,
mm-hmm.
and we put our own spin on it, and I'm hoping people enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah, it's a great new tune, fun song. Now, Nathan, when did you catch your love for music? Where did that come from?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of my family and friends strum the guitar and sang. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So that kind of inspired me. Kitchen parties type of deal. You guys are familiar with those out east, I believe.
Oh, yeah. We know a good kitchen party.
Yeah. So we had our kitchen parties, bonfire parties, that kind of thing, family barbecues, that kind of stuff. So, I grew up around people playing and singing, playing guitar. And then we'd go on road trips a lot to BC, and my folks would always play the legends. And so basically, I grew up trying to copy them guys.
Yeah.
I was generally shy, so I'd escape to, my dad had old parked vehicles in the backyard, so I'd go escape to like a canopy or something with good acoustics, and that's where I'd let her rip, and I just learned that I figured I was okay at it, so it became my passion, and I stuck with it ever since. So I would say around the time I was about 3-4 years old is when I discovered that I have a knack for it, so...
Awesome. Now, who would you list as your top three musical influences?
Holy smokes, I could be here all day, but top three, that's tough to narrow it down. If I have to narrow it down,
yeah,
George Jones, number one.
Yeah.
Keith Whitley.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to go off the board and say Otis Redding.
Oh, a little bit of soul in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
the blues and R&B, that's another thing that really drew me to music as a kid.
Yeah. What's the first song you ever learned to play? Do you remember?
I think it was the George Jones version of Tennessee Whiskey, but I did it in just three chords, the G, C, D.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's all I learned is just the three chords, but I'd say it was Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, I love the Chris Stapleton version, but the George Jones version is still my favorite.
I think that's the case for a lot of us, but I absolutely love the Stapleton version, for sure. I actually recently did a song of that 6-8 style of groove,
mm-hmm.
so I'm a big fan of that for sure.
What do you have in the works for spring and summer?
Well, we're going to be... we got a few dates announced. I mean, we're going back to BC and doing some things here in Alberta, but right now we're just looking to solidify a lot of things. More touring. I'm going to be releasing a brand new song just before the summer. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Bartender, maybe even longer, Bartender actually, does mm-hmm. well. Maybe we'll wait till midsummer. But, just striving, man. Just enjoying it and taking things by stride.
Awesome. Now, Nathan, where can fans get your music? Where can they find Better Bartender?
All the online platforms, Spotify, mm-hmm. YouTube, Amazon. What is that? Deezer, they call it.
yeah.
There's iTunes. Yeah, any online platform, it's available there. And, yes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me on Spotify. I'll be adding a lot of the, expanding the account mm-hmm. with some of the older songs, as well as the brand new one that's going to be released to online platforms this week.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Nathan, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you coming on the Hot Discovery. And hopefully we'll get back in touch when you have new music coming out.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And thanks for tolerating my heavy breathing here. I just got off of the weightlifting bench here.
Didn't even notice.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.